And a good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here today by USD 378 Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams to my left. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And USD 384 Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton. Good morning.
Good morning. Dave didn't want us on the air this morning. Is that the deal? Didn't have the mics on?
That might have been the case.
You know, I always like to be called out when I screw up. Thank you,
screwed
Brady.
Up, Dave.
Thank you, Brady.
The show is really good.
Yeah, I did that on purpose. Okay, now, Brandon, you have the tables.
He made the
floor.
He made a good joke there. Said this show's
I don't think he caught it.
I didn't catch it because I turned you off because I have that control. Now, what was it you were going
to
say?
I said I think the show really is going to the dogs this morning.
Yes, it is. I'll be bringing Riley in for a little show and tell here during the break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should have named it Randolph.
Hey, got some storm activity up your way last night.
I saw
a few funnels on some videos, but no touchdowns of anything. So kind of like KU football. But I'm sorry, did I go there? Yeah, okay. All right. Never mind me. But yeah, we dodged a few bullets up in the northern portion of Riley County last night. So.
Yep.
Yep. I bet you keep a close eye on that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Good talking to you, Dave.
Glad to see you.
Oh, yeah, lots to get to here this morning. You know, the school year, still pretty young, but kind of the first thing that people kind of circle in their calendar, at least from maybe the administrator's point of view, is September 20th. That's the day when enrollment numbers come through. What is enrollment looking like? We'll start with you, Cliff, over at Riley County.
Okay. Brandon, as far as head count is concerned, we're at 693. Which were down about 10 from last year. As you know, with how they start counting students, there's a little different equation in there, is that they take last year's number or the previous year's. That way the legislature has time to plan for what kind of resources they're going to need to provide, and then you use this year's weightings. And so, yeah, we're down just a little bit, but we're feeling good about the kids that we have, and we're started. And like you said, we got a month underway, and before long here, we're going to be talking about homecoming. So it is going fast, but it is a pretty important day for us.
Brady?
Well, speaking of homecoming, we had ours last Friday against Wetmore and won the game, and it was a fun time. And we're talking off air. It seems awful early for homecoming, but anyway, we had ours last Friday and had homecoming week, and things went well. So anyway, like I say, we had it's always fun to win on homecoming, and that was our first win of the season. So anyway, it was a good evening. Enrollment for us, we're at 226, and last year we were at 228, so we're down two kids. So I really thought we'd be up a few students. We were earlier in the year, and as of the 20th, we're down two kids. So anyway.
All right.
It is what it is.
Not much of a change there.
No, not too much change.
All right. Well, and these numbers are important because this is kind of how the state bases funding.
It is. We get a per pupil funding as part of our funding. So the more students you have, usually the larger your budget is, and we all count on that. And so, yes, it is an important figure for us.
Will this change too much of what you were planning here for next year based on these numbers?
No, basically considering you get to use last year's number. From that perspective, you know, in our chair, it's really nice that you find out here in early, late September, and then you have all year long to plan for it the following year. And so I really like that piece of the equation there. Obviously, like Brady said, we'd love to see our numbers go up, and we're in the business of helping all the kids that we can. You take who you have, and you do the best you can with it, and I think we're in good shape to be able to handle 10 there. I mean, we hope that it's not a trend every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the nice thing, like Cliff said, the state does allow us some leeway in being able to use last year's count and so on. So it does give you some time for growth and you know, budgeting and so on. But for us, two kids really won't make a difference in what we're doing with our budget.
Okay. Well, moving on, Brady mentioned they had their homecoming last week, and as I understand, Riley County is going to have theirs next week?
Next week, that's right. I agree with Brady that it seems like it's early, and I don't know, maybe We're getting ready for a potential bad weather. We were talking about that off the air, and but it sounds like we're going to have a wonderful week. It's always so enthusiastic, and there's so many sidebar things going on. Like, for instance, we call it Spirit Week. Monday, the high school kids get involved, and they dress up, and they have PJ Day. Tuesday is Twins Day. Wednesday is Western Day. Thursday is Throwback Day. And Friday, of course, is Spirit Day, wearing your Columbia blue and white. Our blue crew, our booster club, does a great thing. They have a Falcon Fun Night. All the younger kids come out, and it's really a big family time. You know, you always have a good meal. You always, if you're running the concession stand, you'd love to run that, but you're going to work that night. But they always have lots to eat out there. We also have a motorcycle night or bike night. So if you want to help rev up the team, bring out your motorcycle, and we'll do a lap around the track there, and then they always form a line and the kids run through it, and the kids really love that. And of course, we have our band and our cheer teams out there as well. They do a wonderful job. We normally pack the house, and it's just really a fun week.
Speaking of athletics here, how have the athletics and activities gone so far for both your schools?
We've had some highs and some lows in there. You know, a lot of kids learning. You know, ultimately that's what we're there for, is, you know, helping the kids learn how to work together and enjoy the sport. And we've got good numbers out, and knock on wood, we've had very few injuries. But, you know, we're kind of in the middle of the pack there, but we're always kind of looking at that as you got a chance to grow these first few weeks, and then you kind of get to those playoffs, and you hope you're playing your best ball at that time.
I would agree with Cliff. We lost some good seniors last year in football. We're 1-2 right now, and the kids are doing well. We have a lot of young kids. Volleyball, I don't know what our record is for sure, but we're about 500 with that, and that's the only two sports we have in the fall, so things are going pretty well. I might put a shout out, since we're kind of talking about some local things. I'm also our principal at our elementary school, McCormick Elementary in Olsburg, and every year we do a theme for the year. And we kind of tie it in with our reading program, our Reading Counts program, and carry it out with some of the activities we do during the year. And the theme this year is The Wizard of Oz, and everything's kind of around that we do. But kind of a neat thing we have coming up Monday, the 30th, is I think we're all aware at the end of The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy gets back to Kansas in a hot air balloon and so on. So we've got Ward Morgan from here in Manhattan, who has a hot air balloon coming out, bringing it out to the school Monday morning. And they're not going to be able to go up in it because mid-morning, because the wind currents and so on. But he's going to bring it out, show it to kids, hopefully fire it up and let them watch it blow it up and so on. So anyway, I think that's a neat activity for them, and just wanted to thank Ward Morgan for doing that as a volunteer thing for us.
Yeah, what a fun thing.
It is
kids.
A neat thing.
I've never been up in a hot air balloon. I've been on like a tethered ride up, you know, maybe 50 feet, not very far. But boy, that'd be really cool to see that.
You know, a few years ago, my wife and I were spring break. We're in Arizona, and that's one thing I've always wanted to do. So we paid to do that. And I mean, you go up about 5 in the morning, so you have to get out there about 4:30 in the desert, and they take you up for about an hour and land. And a big tradition, once they land, they get out a table and chairs, and you sit there and have breakfast by the hot air balloon. So it's a pretty neat deal if you get a chance to do it.
Do those things move very fast? It seems like a slow ride.
It is. It's you don't even really know you're up in the air. You're just kind of floating, and it's a really nice experience.
Huh. Well, that'll be cool. And that's Monday morning that the kids will get a chance to
it play? Is, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks to Ward Morgan. What a great opportunity for those kids. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, talk about some more things going on at Riley County and Blue Valley Randolph Schools. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.